we hear the term toxic black mold a lot. The term toxic black mold, or simply black mold, is often associated with the mold genus Stachybotrys, most associated with the species Stachybotrys charterum. The term gained popularity in the 1990s and early 2000s due to media reports linking it to infant fatalities resulting from exposure to Stachybotrys. The mold was first identified in 1837 by Czech mycologist August Carl Joseph Korda, who named it Stachybotrys atra. The phrase toxic black mold, however, is not scientifically recognized and was introduced by the media. Stachybotryotoxicosis is known to be a severe and often fatal hemorrhagic disease affecting horses caused by mycotoxins known as trichothecene satratoxins, which are produced by certain Stachybotrys species. These fungi are common saprophytes found in hay, straw, cereal grains, and decaying plant debris that have been improperly dried or stored for extended periods. Mold exists in a wide range of colors, and Stachybotrys, often referred to as black mold, is not the only variety that poses potential health risks, is not always black, and not the only mold that appears as black. While Stachybotrys is considered toxic, the association of Stachybotrys mold with specific health conditions is not well proven, and there exists a debate within the scientific community. This particular mold typically develops after prolonged water damage in buildings or materials that retain water as it requires long-term moisture exposure to grow. However, other molds can be equally dangerous and appear in many different colors, including black. Stachybotrys spores are particularly heavy and sticky, making them difficult to capture in dust or air quality samples. Due to this characteristic, Stachybotrys spores do not easily become airborne. Stachybotrys can produce mycotoxins that can disperse through the air, potentially causing serious health issues. There are many other types of molds that are more easily dispersed in the air, making them potentially more problematic for human health. Molds are readily dispersed in the air as they reproduce through microscopic spores small enough to float effortlessly on very light air currents. These spores are virtually invisible to the naked eye, allowing them to travel considerable distances with even a slight breeze. Functioning like tiny seeds, they can settle on surfaces and, under suitable conditions, develop into new mold colonies. They can also travel on water and settle on clothing, shoes, personal belongings, our pets, livestock, and even insects. There are more than 100,000 different types of known mold species that appear in many different colors, such as black, green, brown, orange, white, blue, purple, and yellow, though not all pose known risks to health, regardless of the color. Some molds are relatively harmless, and certain types have medicinal manufacturing and food production applications. For instance, Penicillium chrysogenum is utilized in the production of penicillin, an antibiotic commonly prescribed to treat strep throat, bronchitis, and various other infections. Penicillium roqueforti is used in making roquefort, Danish blue cheese, English blue Stilton cheese, gorgonzola cheese, and cambozola. Please note, antibiotic penicillin is not the same as penicillium mold. Pet urine contains ammonia and other components that attract moisture, which can lead to mold growth in porous surfaces like carpets, pads, and subfloors. Besides the irritation caused by ammonia, different types of molds can grow where pet urine is left untreated, including penicillium, which can cause respiratory problems, and aspergillus, which can have long-term effects on the lungs. Penicillium and aspergillus molds have been identified as more problematic in homes and living spaces than Stachybotrys due to the way they easily disperse into the air and need minimal moisture to quickly grow in the dust that collects around damp surfaces. So, the bottom line on toxic black mold is, it is not a technical term for any specific mold. There are toxic molds that are not black, and not all black mold is necessarily considered toxic. What the term does is raise awareness of the existence of a potentially harmful, recognizable condition that can have a serious impact on the health and well-being of you, your family, and your pets. If you are looking for a professional mold testing inspection, feel free to reach out to us.